Hello, and welcome to Viewpoints, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Goodman-Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy.
So this week, we're going to start with a tip of the week, and then we'll talk about agencies and services that create Braille or large print items upon request. The focus topic will be on how to obtain accessible products, including some commercial vendors and some nonprofit agencies. And last, we'll have a brief overview of how to access a computer with details to follow in subsequent programs. So this week's tip of the week is how to get streaming audio from local or remote radio stations. We love listening to NPR. But sometimes when we're out of town and we're in a hotel, it's difficult at best to tune into the local NPR station. I don't know if you've ever tried it, but it's not usually easy. So rather than horse around with whatever crummy radio they provide in the hotel, we usually bring a laptop with us, and we just tune in to whatever radio program we're interested in via the computer and listen that way, and that makes us a lot less frustrated.
Yeah, so the way that streaming internet radio works is you generally go to the homepage of the radio station you want to listen to, either your local public radio or even commercial radio station, or in NPR's case, you can go to npr.org and find the NPR streams. And then there's usually a Listen to Me button or Listen Now or something like that. And you click on one of those and you can hear the show that's in progress or even a show that's been recorded earlier in the day.
And actually, oftentimes a laptop that you're traveling with might not have such loud speakers if you're walking around the room getting dressed and everything while you're listening to it. So we went out and we bought a really small external pair of speakers. Yeah. They're this size, no, not much bigger than a deck of cards. And we plug that in to the headphone output jack, and then it's a lot easier to hear the station just from anywhere in the room.
Right. They give a pretty good sound quality. The other reason for using streaming audio, we've often gotten into the habit of using streaming audio even when we're home in Rochester, because it turns out you try to listen to things over particularly AM radio or some stations at night, and there's a lot of noise and hiss. The stations don't come in so clearly. So quite often, we'll just hook up to the local radio station that way over the internet, plug the outlet from our computer into the stereo, and listen to radio stations that way. In fact, this enables you to listen to stations around the world. We had a friend visiting from Turkey last year sometime, and before he came in the house, I picked up a station from Turkey and put it on in the background. And we were sitting and talking for about a half an hour, and finally he looked up, he says, "Pete, it sounds like they're talking Turkish." So it was quite a surprise, and you can get some interesting effects that way.
Or if we're cooking some specialty dinner and we're making Indian food, we'll get some station from India. Or Mexican food, we'll get a station from Mexico, and really kind of enhance the ambiance of the meal. You can get any station you want. So if you grew up somewhere else and you really like the local station there, or for whatever reason you like some station that's nowhere near where you are, you can just go to their website and click on Listen Now or Listen Live or whatever they call that button and start playing the streaming audio. And if you can connect it to some big enough speakers, you're all set.
So we talked a little bit about getting streaming internet directly from your computer. In fact, we bought a little laptop with our neighbors and hooked it up so he could hook it up into his stereo directly. But in future weeks, we'll also talk about other devices that are made specifically for this that make this job a little bit easier and actually have remotes that go along with it, make it very easy to find a lot of variety of different types of music, talk, sports, etc. on the internet and stick it through your stereo system.
So now we're going to turn to this week's low-tech item. We're going to talk about agencies and services that create Braille or large print items upon request. And there are a number of methods of producing Braille, some of which you can do by yourself.
Some of which are easier and some of which are more painful than others.
Well, that's for sure.
Because the easiest way of making Braille yourself is to use a slate and stylus. For those of you that aren't familiar with what a slate and stylus is, it's basically a little device that's like a blunt pin or an awl that you push into the back of a metal device to punch out the little dots in Braille. Of course, this is quite intensive on the hands, and it's kind of slow, but it's pretty easy to make short notes that way and write up some Braille. I'll often, if I'm giving a presentation, I have a little slate that's about the size of an index card. You slip an index card into there, and I can write little notes in Braille to use as I'm giving my presentation.
On the other hand, for this show, we wind up with I have a couple of pages in print, and Pete has more pages in Braille, and that would be really painful one letter at a time with the slate and stylus. So right. What do you do for that?
So there are other ways of making Braille, of course. They make Braille writers, which is the equivalent of a typewriter, but in Braille. Typically, these have 6 keys plus a space bar, because Braille is made up anywhere from 1 to 6 dots. And so with those combination of keys, you can make any character you want. These things are about the size of a typewriter and probably range in price from about $700 to $1,000. But it makes it possible to make Braille a little bit more efficiently by yourself.
Or more efficiently still, for even more money, if you're lucky to have access to a Braille printer or a Braille embosser, it can print an entire page at a time. And some of them will print double-sided, which in Braille is really kind of cool, because there's bumps on one side of the page and dents on the other side of the page, and it'll print both sides at the same time and put the dents in between the bumps. And although it looks kind of garbled, you can only feel the bumps, and you don't even notice the dents, and so you get both sides of the page at once.
So when I worked at Xerox, for example, Xerox bought me a Braille embosser. These things can range in price anywhere from $2,000 for the low-end ones to maybe $80,000 or more to people who are doing production things and books, like agencies. But with even the less expensive ones, you can hook them up to a computer and just print directly from that. They do make a racket. I used to keep it in a closet at Xerox because the people in the next offices couldn't stand the sound.
Well, and that wasn't good enough. As I recall, you put sound insulation around
True.
Every wall of the closet. The thing looked like a giant egg crate.
It certainly got people's attention the first time I used it.
The person next door came running around the hall. What the heck are you doing? But anyway, back to the smaller, lower-end type of brailing, oftentimes Pete will braille things up with a little gadget that looks like a Dymo tape labeler, if you remember those. They were kind of popular in the 50s and 60s, and you get a piece of kind of plastic tape that's adhesive on the back, and you just dial in the letter you want, you squeeze, you get that letter embossed on the Dymo tape, and then you cut it up and you put them onto whatever. And so every music CD we own has a 2-inch piece of Dymo label tape with Braille on it, and the microwave has a Dymo tape little abbreviation for every button on the otherwise touch-sensitive screen. So 0 through 9, and then start and stop and whatever the other buttons are. I don't even remember. I don't bother remembering because I can look. But Pete knows what all these abbreviations mean, and then he can use all of these devices. And that's come in very handy.
Right.
There are, as we said, transcription services. And you can get a list of these from places all over the country from the National Braille Press. They have a document that's called their Individual Braille Transcription Services, which lists agencies and individuals that will create anywhere from 1 to several Braille copies of whatever material you supply. And you can download that list directly from the National Braille Press website, which is www.nbp.org. And navigate to their list of adult books. And that's just books for adults. It's, you know, nothing dicey. And they're all there in alphabetical order. And if you look under I, you'll find their Individual Braille Transcription Service. But we here at Reach Out Radio have a copy that we can print out and mail to you in large print. And you can get that by telephoning us at 585-258-0333. Or send us an email, and that would be at reachout at WXXI.org, and we'll be glad to send you a copy.
You are listening to Viewpoint. Viewpoint.
This week's focus item is on obtaining accessible products. We maintain a list of these sources for ourselves, but often we have occasion to send it to other people. We are forever meeting somebody who's got a friend, a neighbor, a relative, whatever. Maybe it's even themselves whose vision is failing. But because we maintain this list, we're always happy to send it out to other people. Today, we'll be discussing sources that carry a large variety of products that are useful in daily life activities. And these sources include both some commercial vendors and some nonprofit agencies. In addition, the list we just mentioned also includes other sources, and each of these typically specializes in fewer products, more specialized products, mostly accessible reading materials or tools for computer access. And we'll be talking about those sources in other programs. Again, if you'd like a copy of this list, you can send an email to us at reachout@wxxi.org, or you can call WXXI Reach Out Radio at area code 585-258-0333. So if you want to get out a pencil and paper or whatever and write down some of the sources that we'll be talking about, we'll give their detailed information in a few minutes. But just to give you an idea, we've got three commercial catalogs that we make extensive use of, and that's MaxiAids, Independent Living Aids, and the LS and S Group. And then there's some agencies that also have a lot of similar type products. That would be the Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired, which is local here in Rochester. If you're in another town, maybe they've got a similar organization. The American Foundation for the Blind, the Lighthouse, and the American Printing House for the Blind. And then physical stores, we hate to, you know, plug one particular store over another, but Radio Shack has all sorts of cool stuff.
So one thing to note is that, you know, this certainly isn't an inclusive list. And one of the things that I've tried to do over the years is to just be aware and keep interested and informed about what different resources are available, because there's really a wide diversity of things that are available. Especially these days on the internet, it's very easy to search for these places and find different resources. But they all have something a little bit different to offer. Through the years, of course, as Nancy pointed out, we found our favorites, the ones that we turn to most often. But there's always something new around. And again, I found it, you know, pretty useful to just stay aware. It's pretty important to know what could be available to you.
And the other thing is, although, of course, we focus on products for the visually impaired, many people with visual impairments, whether it's because their vision has decreased as they've grown older, and so maybe they've got other ailments because they've grown older, or their vision's decreased because of diabetic retinopathy and they've got diabetic needs and issues. Many of these catalogs and sources also feature mobility problems, dexterity problems, hearing problems, and they're products for all sorts of things. And sometimes you don't even need to have a problem to appreciate the item. You know, one time we bought a two-sided spatula for flipping pancakes, and let me tell you, we're not throwing them across the room anymore like we used to with the single-sided spatula. And that doesn't really require a visual impairment to find that convenient. There's all sorts of goodies in here.
So you have our MaxiAids catalog here. I think it'd be interesting to go through there and see, you know, what kinds of things, the diversity of things that are available, and some of the things we've used through the years.
So just looking at the table of contents and giving you an idea of what some of the sections are in the catalog, the first section, and we get new catalogs every year or two from them, as well as seasonally they'll send us little catalogs. So we just got their holiday gift idea catalog. But in the main catalog, they start out with new products. Then there's 25 pages of talking watches, low vision watches, braille watches, vibrating watches, and likewise for clocks. Then there's a section on calculators and other talking products. Another section on television accessories and remotes and tape players and recorders, digital recorders. section on devices for using with your telephone. So telephones and accessories, and some of these just have very large buttons, but others of them have speech access, hearing aid batteries, ear care, alerting devices. Then we get into labeling and braille items, and we talked about some of those earlier in the program, reading and writing aids. Maybe you can see okay, but it's kind of hard to stay on the line when you're writing a check. Well, they have specific guides that'll, they just have a hole everywhere you're supposed to put something. So when you start writing out the number or your signature, you get it in the right place on the check. Then getting into mostly mobility, they have all sorts of canes, crutches, walkers, rollers, transport chairs, wheelchairs, but also white canes. And any, if they happen to have one of these fancy schmancy digital infrared ultrasound, whatever devices you might use with your cane, that would be in that section. Now, this is kind of, anybody could find this useful, a section on bathroom accessories, kitchen and cooking items, timers. You know, if you can't see the buttons or you can't hear the bell on a regular commercial timer. Then there's a section on home needs, personal needs, sewing aids, dressing aids. If you have trouble with buttons or zippers or reaching to put on your shoe, I see they have a shoehorn that's over 2 feet long. Some other things that'll just make you more comfortable, back and neck support, seat cushions, massagers, rehab, sports, exercise, and lots of games. And I'm coming back to games in a minute.
And we've had fun with the games.
And the last section before coming back to the games and the toys is they've got closed-circuit TV magnifiers, regular physical magnifiers, specialty lamps if all you need is some extra lighting, flashlights, sunglasses, and batteries. So getting to more details, let's start with the toys. And boy, we've got so many toys.
We have a collection
games.
Of those.
That's right. We've got Braille Scrabble and Braille Uno and you name it. We drew the line at Braille Monopoly. That game takes long enough in print.
We have Braille Chess.
Right. We've got a basketball that beeps and a little buzzer we hook on the rim.
So I was able to play basketball with the kids when they were younger.
The neighbors love it. We make a bloody racket. But, hey, it works for us. And, you know, if you have trouble holding your cards, they make racks that you can use to hold the cards, and you don't have to hold all 13 of them or however many
right.
at a
In
time.
In fact, you bought that for your grandmother when she was close to 90. She liked right. to play bridge. She had trouble holding the cards, and they had a little card holder there that made her life easier.
Right.
They sell also cards that are large print cards, so they're the same size as regular cards, but the you know, the letters and numbers on there are a lot larger, make it easier to see. We have Braille
My
cards.
My same 90-year-old grandmother made great use of those. She says, I can see just fine, but all those other old ladies I play with can't read the regular cards. So
That's
we
right.
sent her a deck of large print cards.
It was for the other guys.
Right.
So there's some quite useful items. And it's not to say that these items can't be found anyplace else. I've certainly gotten my fair share of talking watches from these catalogs. But you can also find these things, as Nancy pointed out. I've gotten a number of talking watches at Radio Shack. It's just that when you're looking for these things, these catalogs, that are a little bit easier to find what you might be looking for because it's all in one place. You can find a talking watch at local stores, but sometimes you have to go hunting a bit because they're not quite as attuned to having accessible items.
So I hope you've gotten your pencil and paper handy.
Or your slate and stylus.
Slate and stylus yeah. or whatever. Or as I said, you can request a copy of the list at reachout@wxxi.org or by phoning us at 585-258-0333. But if you just want to jot it down, the three main commercial catalogs that we rely on are Maxi Aids, and their telephone number is 800-522-6294. Their web address is www.maxiaids, all one word, maxiaids.com. Then there's Independent Living Aids, very similar catalog, but different in details. You might find something you prefer in one catalog versus the other. Another 800 phone number, 537-2118. And their web address is www.independentliving, all one word, .com. Then there's LS&S Group, very similar again. Phone number is 800-468-4789. And they can be reached online at www.lssgroup.com. Locally, here in Rochester, we have the Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired, abbreviated ABVI. Their phone number is area code 585-232-1111, and their web address is abvi-goodwill.org, and they actually have a local physical store, so you can go in and see some things and try them out. If you're looking for a magnifier, they'll have a half a dozen of them, and you can see which variety works best for you, and they have some low vision specialists who will help you select proper items for you. American Foundation for the Blind at 800-829-0500 or online at www.afb for American Foundation for the Blind.org. The Lighthouse has a huge web presence, but they also have a physical store in Manhattan at 111 East 59th Street. And we went there once to get a Braille watch, I believe.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Pete wanted to check them out before picking it out. We happen to have relatives on Long Island, so we're down there pretty often. But their phone number is 800-829-0500. And their address is www.lighthouse.org. And the last agency would be the American Printing House for the Blind at 800-223-1839. Web address www.aph for americanprintinghouse.org. And as we've mentioned before, Radio Shack, and you should be able to find that pretty easily. So turning now to our high-tech item for this week, we'll be giving a brief overview of computer access, and we promise we will discuss details of each topic in a later show. So the first aspect of this is what kind of accessibility features are built into the operating system, whether you use Mac or Windows.
And it turns out there's a lot more than people realize. I mean, if you go into Windows, for example, if you hit the Windows key and the U, which is a hotkey, you might remember from a previous broadcast, if you hit that key combination, you'll get into an accessibility dialog. And there are tabs there for setting up different kinds of large print, visual displays, colors. There is a speech synthesizer built into Windows called Narrator, which you might have heard about. So it'll enable the computer to speak to you if you're reading a document. So you should be aware of some of these accessibility things that are built into many of these operating systems.
A somewhat lower tech solution to the whole problem is if you just have reduced vision, you can't read all the keys on your keyboard, and you maybe weren't paying enough attention when they taught you to touch type in seventh grade, you can actually buy a keyboard that has larger print on the keyboard, so it's easier to tell which key is which, and some of them are in different color combinations, so depending on your visual problem, it'll be black on yellow, or yellow on black, or black and white, one way or the other. And if you'd rather not go that route for even cheaper, you can just buy a bunch of stickers, which have much larger writing on them, and that'll help you tell which key is key.
And we've done that for friends of ours, just put large print stickers on some of the keys. And sometimes they just need some keys to be identified, like these special keys like Escape and Alt and Tab, because people can often remember where the letters are. So that can be helpful.
And then if you just need some help reading what's on the screen as opposed to what's on the keyboard, there are all sorts of programs that will enlarge the size of whatever's on the screen. And some of these are commercial. The real fancy ones can get pricey, but there are some free ones you can download.
Yeah, there are a number of shareware. If you do a Google search for shareware screen magnifiers, you can find some. But if you really want some more capabilities and something a little bit easier to use, you can get something like Magic from Freedom Scientific, which is a screen reader that costs maybe about $300. That can be quite helpful.
And for these items that we just mentioned about accessibility built into the operating systems, the large print keyboards, and the screen magnifiers, we'll be focusing on those in next week's program. And now this next way of accessing the computer we focused on last week. So using keyboard shortcuts instead of the mouse to access the computer, and that's convenient for people whether or not they can see. One thing I discovered that even Pete didn't know, because he doesn't use it, it wouldn't help him, is if you hold down the control key, the shift key, and the plus key, you can make the print bigger in pretty much any application, and that's handy if it's just a little too small to read. There are also easier to use keyboards if you have any kind of problems with your hands. If you want to go really high tech and you can't see much at all, you can use JAWS or Window Eyes to read whatever's on the screen to you. And there's all sorts of training available, and we'll be talking about some of these issues later. And we'd just like to focus now on a recent act that was passed by Congress in September of 2010. We pre-recorded this show, so maybe there's been more progress in between the passage of the act and when you're hearing this show. But let me just read the press release that came out when this act was passed. The 21st Century Communications and Video Accessibility Act, which requires that smartphones, television programs, and modern communications technologies are accessible to people with vision and hearing loss. It has now passed both chambers of Congress, and at the time of the press release was headed to the president's desk, who was expected to sign the bill. 20 years ago, when the ADA was signed into law, no one could have predicted the new technologies that now shape daily lives and work routines. In today's digital world, smartphones, DVD players, and the internet have become part of the workplace, the classroom, and daily life. Many of these products remain inaccessible to people with vision loss, despite the fact that a growing number of Americans need technology to include accessibility features. When signed into law, this legislation will give individuals with vision or hearing loss improved access to television programming, smartphones, the internet, menus on DVD players, program guides on cable TV, and more. Specifically, it will mandate mobile phone companies to make web browsers, text messaging, and email on smartphones fully accessible. Restore and expand requirements for video description of television programs, in addition to requiring cable companies to make their program guides and selection menus accessible to people with vision loss. And we'll actually have another show later about some of these described audio programs. Ensure people with vision loss have access to emergency broadcast information. That would be nice if you need to know that you're being evacuated. Provide $10 million funding each year for assistive technology for deaf-blind individuals, and ensure that internet-enabled mobile phones are hearing aid compatible.
All I can say is hooray for some of these things. It's about time that some of the visually impaired have access to these important items.
So that's about it for this week's show. Next week on Viewpoints, we'll be talking about, as I said before, large print stick-on keys for computer or other keyboards, physical magnifiers and special lighting. Computer access will be focusing on digital screen magnifiers and built-in accessibility in Windows and in Macs, and also talking about what's available currently in accessible cell phones. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send us an email at reachout@wxxi.org or call us at area code 585-258-0333. We'll try to address your question in an upcoming program.
You've been listening to Viewpoints, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. This program was hosted by Nancy Goodman Torpey and Peter Torpey. We hope you'll join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show by going to our website at wxxi.org/reachout and clicking on the podcast's link. Thanks for listening to Viewpoints, and have a nice day.